profiles.
Don't need these.
Okay. Before we start, we're gonna go over the two aspects of the profile, both the core soul qualities. And the and the defensive aspect of it, or the virtual reality aspect of it, and if you come up and are going to be in the lineup, the emotional intelligence specialist lineup, anybody on the other side of Melinda will not be on camera. So a couple of you had said that you didn't want to be filmed, and so if you're an emotional intelligence specialist, don't want to be filmed, just be in the line outside of that, and then Amy will keep that outside the camera.
I won't actually be standing here. This is an imaginary line.
We can hear your voices, but we won't be able to, you won't be on film. Okay. I just want you to feel what you're feeling right now. Okay. Running your emotions like that are going to trigger your favorite ones. Did you get angry? Did you need to come into a relationship really quickly? Did you dissociate? Are you hyper-thinking about your feelings right now? Are you focusing on someone else? Are you projecting on me that Reese is an idiot? Stupid course. Why did I even sign up for the stupid thing? We paid for this, yeah. And he didn't put this in the brochure at all. And so I just want you to let in that we as teachers, and me as your primary teacher, hold a very difficult place. I can never enable your defense and be safe for you. If your defense comes out, and often it will come out in a poor me, or an attack of a charismatic leader, or a rule keeping, you ought to be sticking to time, you ought to be doing this. And I turn that back over to you and say, how's that working for you? That is what I have to do to be safe for you. Defense, when we're talking about these profiles, it's really important for you to understand that your defenses, your virtual reality, runs virtually unknown to you. And you are convinced it is who you are, and you will die for it. And it's okay, and we understand that. And we are going to begin the slow and arduous process of chiseling away that solidness of it. And every time you get an opportunity, you get a chance when your stuff comes up, notice how you interact. Because any of you that got triggered in that last exercise got triggered because you don't know what you want. You don't really know what it is that you need. Okay? And almost always it's something very simple. I want to be seen, I want to be heard, I want to be understood. But the problem is that if you want to be seen and heard and understood, for your defense, you're in the wrong program. Because I see that as the greatest suffering you have in your life. That's why we teach this work. You suffer more by being who you think you are. And so, holding a hard line, having a very strict code of ethics that I have around how to work with students, it means that when your stuff comes up, it's your stuff. Now, of course, I always have charismatic leaders in the group that says, isn't that convenient for Reese? He's the goddamn idiot. He's the one, and now it's my problem.
I'm
hearing laughing. Right? Yeah, but notice, I'm not the one that's upset. I'm not the one who's losing any sleep. I'm here. I do lose sleep about being able to hold this space for each of you and know where to push you and when you're ready and when not to. But I will never, ever, and you can take this to the bank, I will never enable your defense because it has caused you enough suffering. You may choose to stay in the course or leave the course based on your attachment to your defense. Almost always that's the case. Your need to be that person, and you may all get to a point where I can't accept that isn't me. I can't accept that level of change, and something really triggers you. But what will happen is that there's a deep need to go deeper, and the defense comes up. The dissociation of the rule keeper, the judgment, the anger and aggression of the charismatic leader, the not feeling like you can do the homework, I'm overwhelmed, I can't do this, the I have too many people to take care of for the emotional intelligence specialist, the I have too many things to do, I have so many people I take care of, I can't do all this, I can't make a choice to take care of myself, I can't, you know, and I have to take care of you, Reese, because you know, I already paid you, I told you I'd come, and now I feel terrible about this, I can't even leave the program because, oh God, you know, and you know, and then the thinkers who just will, you know, will just be like, oh yeah, you know, I've realized that I have four other things I should be doing right now, as opposed to being here, being present. So, your defenses will come up, and they're essential. When you understand when we talk about these profiles, you want to really see that probably. And I'm talking about all of us. I am just one slight, small step down the road from all of you, okay, in this work, okay? We are all here barely surviving on planet Earth, okay, no matter what you have in your pocket for money, and we are striving to attain inner peace. There's nobody in this room that's attained inner peace, okay? Anybody who has attained inner peace wouldn't be here. Okay? So we're all living at this striving, hoping to be better, hoping to be stronger, and we've had glimpses of inner peace through our meditations, through the horrors that have happened in our lives, through some choices we've made, through accidents, through relationships, and almost always the things that woke us up the most were not the wonderful things I won, but the horrific things that happened to me, because I was so unconscious that spirit had to come with a 2x4 and hit me so hard that I was laying down for 5 months dead. And I finally realized maybe there's something wrong with me. And that began the process of saying, oh, there's this spirit in me. There's this quality in me that exists beyond the fluff, beyond my thinking. And that's what the core soul quality is of the profile. It is so difficult to be in that because of the way the brain works. The mind is incredibly efficient. And if you just think about the virtual reality, you need your virtual reality to know your car is parked out there, that you eat at certain hours, that we have certain friends, I know where my house is, I can drive to 50 different places, I can remember millions and millions of bits of information that are important to me to remember. Right? Isn't that great? It's an incredible function of our brain. You know? Your dog remembers where its bowl is and where that door going out is, right? You know, and where and that he can get on the bed when you're not there. Right? Simple. You remember trillions of bits of information. The problem is that that incredible function of the brain made one major, major mistake. It decided that it could remember your emotions, remember your relationships, and put them in the same kind of boxes. Human beings are incredibly unstable systems. Your car is a relatively stable system, for some of you. Your car is a relatively stable system. Putting it in a box and belief that it will be existing out there when I'm done is a very helpful way to operate in the world. The planet, the actual planet itself, is a relatively stable system. It exists at a time frame that's way beyond our tiny little soft person years. It exists billions of years. So it's a relatively stable system. The things that are stable systems, your brain can actually understand. Human beings are not stable systems. They are, their whole premise is that they constantly change. Every day you're a different person. Every day your nervous system is growing or retracting. It's expanding. Or, and when you see the end of Day of Judith book, how the nerves either grow out, you know, the nerve plexi, okay, are expanding. The more your chakras are open, the more you're feeling, the more you're alive, the more those nerves expand out and feel more of life. The more you hold back, the more they hold back in. You're changing constantly as a protection in the world or as a reaching out in the world. Your life changes constantly. Your opinion of yourself, your vision of yourself, who you have attached yourself to be in the world, has been very finite. You've tried to make yourself something like your car. It'll never work. It doesn't even work for 5 minutes, folks. You are a completely different person now, and your spiritual mission, spiritual journey, even though it's this solid, you know, this is it. It's like, boom, spiritual mission. It changes every second because it's related to what's actually in the present moment. This is a principle for life that then sends you information that is different in every moment, what your life purpose is, but it's got the same flavor. Your brain figures out your life purpose, figures out what spirituality is, or what work is, or what people are, or what relationship means, and it gets stuck. Any belief you have around anything to do with people that you are holding to and are willing to die for makes you just like our lovely religions that have killed billions of people because of their beliefs. You end up battling for something that doesn't exist in the human realm. Is everybody with me on this? Do you understand where we're going? This is a very hard thing to let in. That's why we use the profiles to do this. You can't know yourself by thinking. If you do, which we all do, because our brains are really good at that, that's all it does all the time. It thinks. It's like remembering where everything is. Okay, it's constantly checking. I know where my house is. I know where this is. I know where this is. The room's like this. That means I'm real too. All those things are real. All those solid things are real. That wall's real. And by having that wall become real, it allows me to remember, oh, I'm real too. If everything else in my life is real and solid, that means I'm real too. The problem is that it doesn't work for people. You made a huge leap of faith that's actually wrong. You've never been the same twice. You have never kissed your partner the same way twice. You have never made love to them the same way twice. You have never touched another human being the same way twice. That's why I talk about it in the healings. Every time you start a healing, touch because you are touching something you will never experience again. Even if you walked away and came back and did the same person again 5 minutes later, you are touching something that will never exist in the same way. You will not be able to heal that person the same way, talk to that person the same way, interact with the person the same way, ever again. Because they're completely different. Their life purpose is literally shifted. So how do you know what it is? You have to feel it. And you have to notice your patterns of managing that, what's called uncertainty. There's a great book we have the third year's read called Comfort with Uncertainty. Pema Chodron writes a lot about it. And it's a great concept, and it's a Buddhist concept. But the reality is that you are very uncertain. The closest thing that I can give you in this class about certainty is that you all have a character, which we call a soul. Each of you has had the same character your whole life. You cannot get away with it, and every lifetime you live, you will have the same character. Are you fun? Are you goofy? Are you serious? Are you, you know, are you intelligent? What's your character? What's that quality? And you all have something you're supposed to do here with that quality. Okay? You have something on planet Earth, connecting between heaven and Earth, that we developed this genetic system and cerebral cortex. We finally grew one that thought and could think separately from the world. And we got a chance to make our own choices. But this is what you have. You have a character and a marching orders. The rest of it is constantly changing. That's why when you start doing pendulum work with the chakras, do a pendulum on somebody, walk away, come back and do it again. Have someone else do the same chakra. It'll be different. It will show them something different than it shows you because the environment changed. Chakras aren't afraid of the environment changing. They're constantly changing. Your brain, though, gets stuck. It gets stuck in its functional, normal thinking and tries to put you into something that looks like a box. How you know yourself becomes a belief system, not a truth. Is everybody with me? When I'm talking about the virtual reality, that's what I'm talking about. The virtual reality is the you that you create because it works for you in your brain, not because it has anything to do with what's actually happening in the world. It becomes a safe zone. But what you start realizing is the longer and longer and longer you hold to a certain belief system, the more and more dangerous it will become for you because it takes you further and further out of the present moment. So if you have emotions that are coming up, if you have things that are coming up in class, that's the time to look at them and notice how they work. Okay, notice whether it makes you want to dissociate. Go to the teacher. Ask a teacher. I totally feel like leaving. I feel like just, you know, or you know, it's like we did all this work. I was really up, and then I'm like, and now I'm feeling like I'm just fine, and I know I'm not fine. What's going on here? And ultimately, there's a need that you have that wasn't met. There was some calling, something that you wanted more. You wanted to be held, seen, you know, understood at some basic level, and you didn't know how to ask for that, and so anger comes up, or dissociation comes up, or you try to help me or help someone out. You go into your pattern. Now, the patterns you pick, you'll notice, will be very specific to your profile. That's why we use the profiles. Okay? So the profiles, as we're going through these profiles, I want you to notice that these negative traits are things, if you are an emotional intelligence specialist, you do these because you aren't allowed in your life, you don't allow yourself the power to fully own the core quality. There's a deep need to be seen for that. But when you can't do that, you go into the other behaviors. Right? So we go to emotional intelligence specialist. We're going to do the bullseye. And we'll start with section 9, profile.